ages prior to the Eve that Adam was conceived, bringing my father a handful of the earth so he could breathe. The first time I put in work was in the Garden of Eden, cause this fool I couldn't stand named Temptation was speaking. Him and this dude named Lucifer threw hella G's at this one little fee. I think her name was Eve. Lucifer filled her head with promises and hopes, and her and Adam chose to disregard when it pops his folks. I picked up the book of life and marked them both, and started the process of turning humans to ghosts. Back to Lucifer, he ran the streets of eternal suffering, and it didn't matter, I dislike him, I still had to fuck with him. I set up shop in a place called Purgatory, moving weight between heaven and hell over life stories. Fast forward time a few thousand years later, with jealousy, envy, and greed have all grown greater. These were three of Lucifer's bitches that love to do business, with this one unbiased nigga called ambition. As kingdoms expanded, more humans were slain, and it was around this time that I started rolling with Gabe. Meanwhile, Pops was on his grind as hard as ever, talking to a man named Moses through sound particles of weather. Watched him change the earth before it's time to go. Then I claimed his soul on the mountains of Nebo. I received instructions to hide the carcass, so I buried him deep within the minds of the conscious, never ever to be seen again or made a martyr by anybody repping Lucifer's little squadron. When you see me on the block taking souls from niggas, remember I'll shine when you die. When you see me in my cloak standing over niggas, remember I'll shine when you die. When you conjure me up, game's over, niggas, remember I'll shine when you die. So keep your mouths closed till life's over, niggas, remember I'll shine when you die. Pops' love for the earth grew at an all-time high, sending his son as a gift to change sinners' lives. Lucifer got wind of the plan and lost his mind, started pumping fear to the public to shorten his time. But the king was wise and his hustle was strong, offering eternal life for your soul to live on. Spread his word to the masses, knowing our paths would meet, and kept the whole thing a mystery, even from me. Pops smiled as he watched his son become more sovereign, even amongst envious eyes that wanted his incarnate. The day the blood of the king stained the cross, I stepped on the scene when the clouds turned dark. With tears in my eyes, I started to erase his name, but he smiled and told me to put it back in a few days. With peace in his eyes, he embraced his demise. The whole world ruptured as a result of Pops' cries. He traveled up to his throne just to get fitted, came back riding on fools as the true and living. Told the disciples it was no need for said tripping, just keep flooding the blocks and carry out this vision. Told me to tell that nigga Lucifer the city is mine, and his punk ass will be begging for mercy in due time. When you see me on the block taking souls from niggas, remember I'll shine when you die. When you see me in my cloak standing over niggas, remember I'll shine when you die. When you conjure me up, game's over, niggas, remember I'll shine when you die. So keep your mouths closed till life's over, niggas, remember I'll shine when you die. Moving toward the present, my name became more synonymous with violence's actions and tragedy's promises. Saw my own in chains through the songs of slaves, so I liberated their souls at the time of the grave. That's when I started fucking this bitch named genocide, and I don't see as much since the day Hitler died. Lucifer was deep on his grind, pimping lies and deceit, but used to get scared as fuck when truth was in the streets. He was banging civil rights, rolling with Martin and Malcolm, but destiny intervened to depict their final outcome. I flashed Malcolm warnings while he was staring out his window. Did the same with Martin, but all efforts were dismal. See, destiny's beauty was just way too rough, and a girl divine purpose was equally as tough. Not the type of chicks you call when you just wanna fuck. They were queen wifey material, far from my touch. Dealt with them for years, and they gave me some of my best business, like Chavez, Guevara, Newton, JF, and Lenin. But nowadays, homies like that are hard to find, and the last time I saw truth was in Tupac's lines. Destiny cast a soul over the West Coast skies, and this youngin' called rap is starting to fuck with lies, yelling out my name like it's the sign of the times. Lying little niggas frontin' like they rollin' with crime, and I swear on my pops I'ma see them all in due time. Cause sometimes I can wear your future as a disguise. I'm the ghost of Christmas to come, transporter of ether, Mr. Angel of Death, some like the